Fantastic. Back live over the internet through BBS Radio on this Monday. Today it is July the 20th, 2020. A 1 hour wild card show with Winfrey on the Monday. Let us see what happens. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. By the way, my name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Northern California. And we wait for people to call in live on the conference call and for Winfrey and Terry Brown to do the same. And we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I will play one of Win's songs. It's called Everything You Touch.
Spaceship Earth, in our common bond, bodies made of flesh and blood, notes in the universe's song. We all make a melody, dancing patterns, points of light, rainbow messengers, colors turning into white. Everything you touch becomes a part of you. Everything you Everything you see, everything you do is part of you. We're sailing on spaceship Earth, reaching for the sun. Going nowhere special at the speed of light. Everything you touch becomes a part of you. Everything you touch becomes a part of you. Everything you see, everything you do is part of you. Everything you touch becomes a part of you. Everything you
Everything you touch. That was Winfrey. All right. Do I hear Grandma?
Nope, it's Jane.
Jane and Grandma is there too. Welcome, Jane.
Yes.
Welcome, White Dove.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here.
Our pleasure.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in Kingsburg, California.
Buenas noches, Antonio.
Buenas tardes, hi.
Stardust. All right.
Am I the only one here?
Oh, no.
Is that Jeannie?
No.
Grandma White Dove. Yes. Hi, Grandma White Dove. I could barely hear you.
Yeah, hi, Antonio.
Hello.
Is it as hot down there as it is up here?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
And someone else, I think I heard someone else join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
I bet it's hot there, too.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
It's really hot here. As soon as I stepped outside, I started sweating.
Yeah.
But that's usually how it is in my part of California. But I drink plenty of water. I think I drink like half a gallon a day.
Yeah, Memphis, I drink a gallon.
Yeah.
Especially when I get here and do my 10,000 steps, you know, because of my diabetes, man. The heat index was like 108 here today.
Yeah.
In Tennessee?
Yeah, Memphis, yeah. It's even hotter in the city, you know, because they call it the concrete, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Asphalt.
Yeah, they call it the heat island.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, man.
And I take Abby for her walk after Whole Planet Healing. And it's starting to get darker earlier.
Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 113-pound dog, Sophie. Yeah.
I got mine's Jack Russell.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. Smart dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, my four are in the 100 pounders.
Mm. 100 to 140. Yeah, I love my big dogs and labs and stuff. I love my biggies. Big, sweet dogs.
Hell yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Alicia in Fresno.
I didn't copy that. Who is this?
Alicia.
Alicia from Fresno. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay. I've had a challenging day. That's good.
And someone else joined in. Good evening to you. Two more people. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Is it
Hi,
Miranda?
Bonnie.
Is it Bonnie? Yeah. Okay, in the background. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi.
And who else? Feel free to say your name and location. And feel free to not do so. We welcome you.
Sounded like a tap dancer.
It's not working. Oh.
Don't worry. I have good ears, so.
Great.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Positive greetings to you, my friend.
Thank you.
And
who else showed up? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Thank you. This is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Teddy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, everybody on VBS.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi. Hi.
I think we are
live on the internet.
I think we missed the ding.
Well, if anyone is here that wants to announce themselves, feel free to do so. Of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Yes, we do. Hi, everybody on BBS.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Everybody on BBS should be...
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here.
Let me put the drums up.
Everybody on BBS should be on the home healing call. If you want to heal Mother Earth and whole planet healing,
and yourself,
where to be.
Anything and everything.
Yes.
WholePlanetHealing.com gives you all the information you need. WholePlanetHealing.com.
Is Terry on yet?
She is. She beat you.
Oh. I'm here. Hi.
By 25 seconds, to be exact.
We were out today. We had these people that came up for Dr. Ging's session yesterday.
How was the session?
I can't describe it.
But did he like perform healings, or was it more educational?
Well, he did some diagnosing on people.
Okay.
You know, and then he was showing. He was talking about some things that people can do, like exercises and regimens, to keep their energies up. And I think it's time to start. Let me get on.
Well, again, I welcome everyone here. And if you're listening in on BBS, this is Monday night's wild card. And right after this show, we go over to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call. And you are welcome to participate. It's only per telephone. You can find the information at WholePlanetHealing.com. And I will also give you the phone number next to call in. That is 712 770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And I welcome the next caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, name from Virginia.
Good evening, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey.
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 Hello?
This is a Christopher. Dean. Dr. Dean.
Christopher.
Hi,
good
Christopher.
Evening.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey there.
Hi, Christopher.
Hey there.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is another Christopher. I should have known not to get too excited.
Christopher Dean, D-I-N-E, Losetona.
Good to have you, Christopher. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure to be with you.
All right. Now, Dr. Jing, the English language is pretty popular in Taiwan, right?
English language?
Yeah, or is it not? There's a lot of people speak it.
English language. Oh, yeah. English.
Yes. Many people speak it.
Oh, yeah. English.
Yes.
Right.
Hi, from Denmark.
You know, Dr. Ging, normally I call you a... Oh, wait a second. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Sherwood, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Wynn, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hello, Polynes. Yes.
Now, I noticed that you... Raiden told me this. You prefer to be identified as being from Taiwan rather than from China. Is that right? Yeah.
Taiwanese. That's right. Yeah. Taiwanese. Mm-hmm.
But I always say Chinese healer. And the reason I do that is because people are more used to Chinese healers than Taiwanese healers. In other words, we have Chinese herbs, Chinese acupuncture. So you have to excuse me for that, okay?
Well, I'm a Chinese, but I was born in Taiwan. So why did you think that? Yeah.
You have Chinese genetics.
Well, my parents from China, so I was born in Taiwan, so I don't know. but you do whatever, when you're an intelligent person, you just do whatever you think is best. I would appreciate it.
Okay. Well, not everyone always agrees with me, okay? So I have to be careful.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference.
Me too.
We welcome you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to start. Are you guys, nobody's ready, right? Including me. I know Terry's not ready.
I wonder what we're going to do. All right, let's mute the phone line.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is July 20th, 2020. I was looking at the time instead of at the date. Oh, well. Now, where is Dr. Ging? Let's see here.
He's with Raiden.
Well, is he on Raiden's number?
I believe so.
Okay.
So I got him here.
You got it,
Dr. Jing?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. You're live right, now.
Okay. Actually, everybody's live. Oh no. I wanted to start off today. Who's making noise in the background? You know, today we had some people come up from different places to see Dr. Jing yesterday and have sessions with him. And so Terry and I were out today being social, which is much easier for her than me. I'm not very social. I always think I should be working now. I have more important things to do. But one of the amazing things that happens is that sometimes something happens which is out of the box, right? And I thought I'd share one of the things. I know you guys, let's see, let me unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Have you guys heard me talk about truth?
Yes.
Truth?
Truth.
Not the
a person.
Not the idea of truth, okay? Truth is a person. Truth is a guy that Terry has known for a long time because she used to go to his tonic bar. And particularly when I would run off with Daphne, she would drink her troubles away with herbal elixirs, okay?
Right. They made me great reishi drinks.
So Truth was the guy behind the tonic bar. And he
muted.
And he made really good herbal drinks. And over time, he became an expert herbalist and would find things that no one else knew about. And I was going to say, some of you may know about David Wolf. This is a good story on how reincarnation works. Amazing story. David Wolf is a guy who is, I think his company is called Longevity, and he is out of Hawaii, and he's got a really big business, and he's a very public person. And Truth and David Wolf were connecting for a while. And David Wolf would whip up, well, he would present Truth and he would sell some of Truth's herbal blends. And they did videos together. And Truth became quite well known. Truth is extremely charismatic. He's handsome, charismatic, and if he went another route, he would have been a Hollywood star. He has those kinds of, looks a little bit like Kurt Cobain, but not quite as wild, but similar vibe. Very sensitive. And so Truth has a bad knee, and he has to use a scooter to get around because there's something wrong with his knee. And he lost bone in it. And he's going to get some sessions with Dr. Dean sometime in the next week to see if he can help him with his knee so we can all stay tuned. But we really had, I had an amazing experience with truth. Not through anything he did to me, but there was a point where I recommended, I told Truth about Kimberly, and he had been trying to heal his knee. He even went to, I think it was Brazil, and hung out with John of God, who does healings in Brazil. And it didn't work. And then he went to Kimberly. And when he went to Kimberly, he drove to Los Angeles. I believe he drove. And he was living in Tucson. And when she went and did a session with him, she really liked him. And he ended up staying in her house for 2 or 3 weeks. And she did some more sessions on him. And eventually he left. But it was really unusual for Kimberly to have somebody stay in her house. And she didn't throw him out. He left of his own volition and wanted to move on. And then Kimberly kept saying, have you heard from Truth lately? Tell Truth I miss him. Now, they didn't really have a relationship. And I don't think she wanted to have a relationship with him. I don't think that was, I shouldn't be saying this publicly. Kimberly, don't be mad at me, okay? But his energy was good for her. And, you know, and she liked having him around. And she needs people whose energy are good for her because she does so many of these healings. So Kimberly at one point told me that one of the people that was working through her was a famous American evangelist who I'm not going to say their name. Because if you've ever seen Kimberly, even though she's not officially a religious fundamentalist Christian, when she does her public talks, she's evangelical. If she looks like she could have been. And that's because she has this one particular person working through her. So when she told me that, I did an internet search on that person. And I found, this was in the 1920s when she was in her heyday. And I found out that as I was looking her up, she had someone that she had seen before she started her ministry. And the guy that she saw was named Phineas Quimby, who I never heard of. And she saw him to get certain kind of healings, and the healings seemed to work on her. And it started her on the path. I think, Terry, you're making noise. Is that you? Let's see. started her on the path to do healings. And Phineas Quimby, and it was striking, was the spitting image of truth. And I was just sure they had to have been the same person. And it's the reason she had such affinity with truth, because they knew each other from a past life. So then I started studying Phineas Quimby. And he had written a lot of papers, but they were never compiled or edited. And there was a guy by the name of Horatio Dresser. That was his last name. Horatio Dresser. And Horatio Dresser took Quimby's papers and edited them and put them out in book form after Quimby died. And this guy Dresser was a follower of Quimby's techniques for healing. And some of you have heard the word mesmerized. Well, it was a kind of hypnosis they did back then, those days, called mesmerism. And Quimby was kind of like the founder of that technique. So if you're following me, Quimby knew the evangelist, and Dresser was the guy who edited Quimby's material and made Quimby famous. All right? And so when I looked at Dresser's picture, I said, oh my God, he's the spitting image of David Wolfe. And, you know, this today, I think, was the very first time I showed all those pictures to truth. It was kind of mind-blowing because, you know, this idea of looking like someone, looking like your past life, is not out in the world. It's not something who even people, most people that believe in reincarnation, don't have a clue of this. And so it's a little mini study of, it's more interesting than the fact of all those people who look like people that they probably were, is how people repeat the patterns of the past, and they don't know they're repeating the patterns of the past, and they meet the same people. And it was kind of mind-blowing. I wish I could show you all the pictures right now. Someday I'll do this where there's a screen up. Because it's very hard to have any doubt that reincarnation is real when you see these past life pictures. So we had kind of tea with truth and his two friends today. And it was very interesting. Like, I don't like to go to do those things. I am kind of non-social. I don't like to talk about, you know, that's what always happens in social gatherings. And I think of all the things I need to do, and I'm taking time to hang out with people. And truth is, Pat has two friends with him. And it was a couple. And there were is an Israeli couple. And as soon as I sat down, I felt a connection with the Israeli couple, and particularly the woman. And she was having a connection with me, but it wasn't like a man-woman connection. It was like the Elohim were coming in, and I could feel their energy connecting with her. And she could feel me feeling it, although I don't know how she said it to herself. And we had an amazing discussion about the Elohim, which drew everybody else in to hear about it. But it was like she knew that I didn't take any credit for that energy. She knew I told her it was the Elohim, and she knew it after I told her. She recognized it. And she and her boyfriend, or he might even be her husband, I don't even know, but she and her partner were Hebrew. And of course, they were very familiar with the word Elohim for being Jewish. And I normally don't ever try to override that because it's too intimidating. Even the Elohim, they have no desire to be put on some kind of pedestal and be known as the same Elohim that was in the Old Testament. Because in truth, they weren't. They were the same, but they don't describe themselves as people who would be worshiping the Elohim as God. Would think them to be. All of you on these calls know this because you've been hearing now for years, some of you, how they are. And we've gotten to know them. And so that was quite amazing. And then they left, and we went to our next meeting with Joe. And Joe is on all our calls, but he never says hello. And Joe had seen Dr. Ging this morning, and he looked like he had been in a fist fight with his face. And I got to tell you, those of you that are thinking of seeing Dr. Kent Ging, that his work on your face is intense. And people can tend to look like they have black eyes or they're bleeding or something. And in most cases, or not in most cases, if they're not prepared for that, it freaks them out, particularly women. So on that note, I thought I would talk a little to Dr. Ging. You know, he has developed an amazing self-knowledge of how the body works. And I've heard him talk two times, and I'm still taking in the knowledge that he presents. So let me see if I can unmute him.
Okay, Dr. Yin.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I would ask you some questions.
Yes, sir.
Is Raiden making noise in the background? Can you hear me? Dr. Ging, I put you back up. Are you there?
I hear. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Is it okay to ask you some questions?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things you do is you work on the face, right?
Yes.
And you put acupuncture needles in the face. And you really, you know, talking to Joe, you put them in pretty deeply. And how did you figure out all the points on the face? Because apparently you believe the points on the face connect with everything in the body, all the different organs and whatever, and that by putting acupuncture needles at the right points, you are also sending acupuncture or energies, I don't know if acupuncture is the right word anymore, into areas of the body for healing. And of course, Terry testifies to that because one of her biggest problems
is water.
I'm here. Yeah. One of her biggest problems is her hip. Because she broke her hip. And you were sending energy from her face to her hip. Now, is that common acupuncture principle, that there's points on the face?
No. This is based on the Matthew. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, it says, when the eye of a person lights up or healthy, the whole body lights up and becomes healthy. So I said physical eye. And I asked the guy, so it's physical eye. And then I tried, anyway, I put needles on people's, their orbic, the orbic of the eyes. It's phenomenal. The result is phenomenal. People, they are stroke. They're paralyzed, and they can lose their speech. They lose their memory because of the stroke. When I did a treatment around the eye, the orbit of the eye, the tremendous result. They are not paralyzed anymore. They can lift up their hands. They restore their speech, and their memories coming back. And they can sleep, they can walk. It's phenomenal. And I asked God, is that? But the patient told me, they said, "Dogging, I got scared. When you, every time you put the needles on my eye, I'm about faint. I'm just so scared. You know, you may be damaging my eyes." So I asked God, well, look like it's not what the Bible said, I don't know what kind of eye, you know. But the Bible says when the eye is healthy, the whole body lights up. I said, which eye? Then I said, well, maybe there's another eye called third eye, maybe called pineal body, because the God always used something invisible. He always used invisible eye. So I said, where there is a visible eye, there is the invisible eye. So I began to use the invisible eye. So I did too. So I began to use the invisible eye, the third eye, the pineal gland. Oh, that's more than phenomenal. That's like miracles. I said, God, thank you for drugging me. Because God wants me to test out, to compare the physical eye, the results, to treat the physical eye, to compare the results of the physical eye with the results of the invisible eye. So I got it. So I used it. Now I use the invisible eye, which is a pineal gland, or you may call third eye.
Okay. Now, when you were putting it not in the eye, but around the eye, correct?
The orbit, that's right, it's orbit. Not, that's right. You cannot put the needles, you know, toward, you know, through area. You got to put around the orbit, yeah.
And you were getting guidance.
Yeah,
you were getting guidance.
Yeah, like for instance,
they were showing you where to put it, right?
Well, there is a doctor in China. His name is Peng Jin San. Peng, P-O-N-G, that's his last name. Jin,
and J-I-N.
He's a good doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, he has mapped out those points, you know, though, like I said, 12 o'clock on the eye. That's the reflection. That when you stimulate the 12 o'clock of the eye, and that will help the kidney and the bladder. When you do the 6 o'clock position, you know, right on 6 o'clock, this is the point, you know, like think about the eye like a clock. It's right on the 6 o'clock position. And you stimulate the 6 o'clock position, that's something to do with the small intestine and also the heart, the cardiology in biomedical science called cardiology. If you do, say you look the people's their right eye at 9 o'clock position, and that is the reflecting the liver and gallbladder area. If you do the 3 o'clock and you stimulate 3 o'clock position, and that will help people's leaky guts, the stomach, and all the gastric, the stomach issues, you know, such as acid reflux, such as the stomach pain, leaky guts, you know, the overweight, on and on. Or constipation. So anyway, Dr. Pong, P-O-N-G, he figured out. So I learned that when I was in the 1990s, you know, back to the 1990s. So I know the eye is powerful, but I never had experience with the third eye. And that's what the Bible talks about. It's not what Dr. Pong says. Is the, I think what the Bible says, the third eye, that's the invisible eye. And that
third eye
lights up, the whole body lights up.
Yes. So, you learn about certain of the organs. Was Dr. Pong, I think that's his name, was he doing needles like you do into that area around the eye?
Yes, sir. He used needles.
Mm-hmm. He used needles.
Yes.
And
or you can use the laser. You can use laser. You can use the test units. You can use crystals.
Yes.
You can use the fiber red. Like you, I like you. I like the your rollers. You know, the roller, it can be done. Can do that too. You know, that's more. But and the reason I use needles because they can go much deep healing. Because I'm you know, I'm effective. I don't have time to waste. It's more to me, it's just get to the target real deep. Yeah.
Yes.
And the result is phenomenal.
And can you use acupressure too? Probably not as well, right?
Definitely. That's a great idea. That's why I didn't mention that. So you're right. When you can use the, if the people, their thumb is They have energy like me. My thumb has carry electricity. You know, if I do acupressure, and or it's like needles. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you put needles on the forehead as well, correct?
Yeah, that's the eye. I can do that too. Yeah, you can do that. But yeah. I normally don't do that. I normally don't put needles on the third eye. I just stimulate that. I just use my energy. Because my
okay.
fingers, my fingers has electricity. So when I hold the needles, and that energy, the heat energy can transmit to the needle and then to the patient's third eye. And then from third eye to the rest of the body of the patient.
Mm-hmm. So your acupuncture is nothing like anybody else's that I've ever seen, right? It's
non-conventional. It's unique, non-conventional acupuncture.
Yeah, yes. And do you put needles on the ears too sometimes?
I used to, but no, I don't. I just poke it or to stimulate with the needles, but I don't leave the needles on the ear. But you can do that too.
Okay.
Like you said, you can use acupressure. I like your idea. Or you can use the crystals, you know, like the fluoride, like FLU. Fluoride. Fluoride crystals.
Mm-hmm. Do you just put the fluoride on right on the body and let it sit there?
You can use fluoride or quartz, put on the umbilicus, the navel. The navel has a lot of energy; they can respond it.
Uh-huh.
The fluoride. That's right. They can respond it. When you do that, when you feel the throbbing, right? You know, say your fluoride has a point. I like the crystal has a point, so you can point to the umbilicus, which is navel, and then instantly you should feel the throbbing. If not, it tells you people's energy is too low, because the umbilicus, the navel is the radius of the body. They have a lot of energy converge. It's like a river, like Mississippi. A lot of rivers converge in the Mississippi. When in a level, same way, it's like so many other channels, other ganglion, you know, what is the vortex, you know, the chakras. There's so many energy, they all converged in the level area. That's why. And I have the patient, I treat the patients. I just put about 5 to 6 needles around the navel. Then I use the copper wire to hook up to a tree, to an interior tree. And those cancer patients, and for just within a few days, that interior plants withered, but patients get well. They get well. They overcome the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's a lot of energy around the nervous area. When nervous area is stimulated, it's like I said yesterday, it's like through eye that can radiate the rest of the body as well. That's
now, did you say you put copper wire? Now, I'm not sure I understood you. I want to say it back.
Yeah.
Do you say you put copper wire from their navel to a tree? Did you say to a tree?
Yeah. No, you put the needles first. You put a bunch of needles. Maybe put 6 to 8 needles around the navel area. And then you tie the copper wire, the very, very thin copper wire. You know, not big copper wire. Very thin copper wire to a tree or to any plant, to interior plants like. You know,
the copper wire is connected to the needles,
connected to the interior plants. You know, in like any plants. You know,
yeah.
Like I got to be bigger plants.
It could be little,
yes,
you know, pie or cypress, you know, it's a big tree, you know. And then the patient's pathogens, their cancer, will be released. They'll be go out to the interior plant. So the interior plant will die away, will wither.
Mm-hmm.
They die away within a week or two, or even sooner. And then
how long does the person have to stay connected to the plant?
Well, for one day, you can do for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, you know. But sometimes patient is lying down there, you just cook it up there. Because some of them, they're like people with stroke. They are just unwaged.
Yes.
They just you put it whole day long, that's fine. But for cancer patients, sometimes some of them, they're very severely, they're full cancer. They cannot walk. You know, they just lie down there, very severely ill, hooked up all day long. Or, whatever, 2 or 3 hours per session, fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, do the needles have to be both in, around the stomach area, correct?
Around the navel. Around the navel.
The navel.
You know, like
the navel.
You can put a 12 o'clock, put a one position at 12 o'clock, which is toward the head, and then another needle at 6 o'clock, which is toward the feet. And then you put a 3 o'clock,
and
9 o'clock, you put about 6 to 8
and
needles.
And do they need to have needles on the face at the same time?
No, don't have to. Just put needles on the around the navel. That's enough. You don't need to put it on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a whole different area.
But if I use that method along with the third eye, you know, I can poke the third eye like I did for Terry, and that can amplify the result much more. It'll be, I would say, exponentially. I don't have numbers to tell you 10 times. It's exponentially powerful with the third eye and navel. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I want to see something here. I want to see. You know, we tried, and this is an experiment now. I'm not going to say we're going to get success with it. But I'm going to unmute Helen and see if it's okay with you. See if you can read Helen.
Okay.
She's in Virginia. I don't think she'll mind. If she does, we won't do it. But let's see. Helen, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you finding this interesting, Helen?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, would you like him to take a look at your body and see what he comes up with? Okay.
Sure, I trust him implicitly.
Okay, well, he's not going to do anything.
Okay.
Yes, Helen, what do you do for a living? Or if you're retired, what do you do for a living?
I just study health and healing, mostly.
Okay, very good. Uh-huh. Okay, well, for how long, for how many years you do the healing?
50 years.
Wow, you're a veteran. You can teach me.
No, I started with vitamins. I had to learn step by step.
Okay, I see. Okay, well, I see. I can see that we need to. Your mind is racing, and your mind powerful. You amaze me. Your mind is incredible, powerful.
Thanks.
But you need to back to the earth. You're in the heaven for too long. Are you an angel? You look like an angel to me.
I heard that one before.
you're very creative.
And you don't have to be very educated, but you know a lot of things because the because your connection, you're intuitive. But because of that, your mind's going all the time. I feel you're worn out, your liver, and you become tired. But you don't know, and you still keep working. Until now,
yes.
I feel your neck tired. Your neck. How's your neck?
It's not in
How's
real
neck?
Good.
Like,
happy.
Your back.
It's not happy.
You're not
it's
happy.
Not happy.
Do you
I
go
got
to bathroom.
Car 3. I'm getting over.
Do you go to bathroom
a
number of times at night? Because I'm concerned about you. Because your mind is going so much, and your metabolism, your basic metabolism rate, the BMR. Still going at night. That's why I make you go to pee at night. Is that true?
True.
Yeah, that's right. And then you're very nutrition, very, you waste all your nutrition to a toilet. You got a lot of money, a lot of toys in your toilet because you go to bathroom open at night. And then,
yes.
Then those nutrition is supposed to be. Those urine is supposed to be nutrition for you to be reabsorbed, recycled, but you didn't get a chance. Your body, because your mind take over, and your liver and your small intestine didn't get a chance to reabsorb the nutrition. I'm sorry, Wen. I disturb you. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? We have about 1 minute left. 1 minute. And I just wanted to, because we have to be off
okay,
here,
not,
right?
Okay, I'm not here. I see but, Helen. It's her vision. But my vision is getting blurry. And I'm concerned. You know, so Helen, I mean, Sedona, since you, yeah, if you come to see me, I will more than to serve you without charge, okay? Since you're the healer.
Oh, we'll do my best. I'm on the other side of the United States.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well,
You confirmed a lot of things I thought.
Yeah, okay. you got blurred stomach. Your stomach, your food got in there. It doesn't absorb very well. Do you have do you feel bloated after you eat? Certain things.
Hey.
Yeah, see that. Anyway, you need to come to see me, you know. Wen knows where I am.